So we're going to keep this section quite hands-on, which means that I'm really hoping that you're going to go through and experience for yourself all of the exercises and the practices that I'm going to be introducing you to so that you understand the value in them, in view of sharing them with other people, the clients that you go on to coach. Now, this video, I'm going to put a bit of a funny spin on this one. And this is all to do with establishing a greatest life vision. This is all about perspective, because sometimes in life, people get so caught in the small. And if you think about it, when we get caught up in the small and the details, it can feel so stressful. For me, I can end up feeling like I'm getting choked and get quite claustrophobic. Now, that's just me. I'm not saying it's going to be like that for everyone, but it is like that for a lot of people. So in order to get out of the small sometimes, all we really need to do is just lift our heads up and look at the big. Because sometimes people cannot see the woods for the trees, where they're so busy cutting about the routine, mundane tasks, to-dos of their day-to-day life, that they don't actually stop for long enough to actually check and see whether they're actually going in the direction that they want to be going in life. And when this happens, some people can end up going round and round in circles for years, sometimes for a lifetime, feeling like they're getting blown around like a leaf in the wind, at the whims of other people, saying yes to things that they don't want to say yes to, and no to things that they actually really do want to say yes to, and end up living quite incongruent lives. So, in order to establish a greatest life vision for our future, I'm going to put a bit of an abstract spin on this, all right? Would you expect anything less from me? And what I have come to recognise is that in the context of my own life, being successful isn't for me to determine, all right? Now, yes, I have achieved some goals in my past and I most likely will achieve other goals in the future. But in order to live a successful life, I don't like to define success by financial or by materialistic things. Success for me is more relational, all right? I look whether my life is making a positive impact in the lives of other people or whether it's not. I'm always looking at legacy, all right? For me, success is completely interconnected and ties in with legacy. Am I leaving something meaningful behind that is going to outlive me? Am I creating something today that if I was to die tomorrow, other people could still benefit from? If the answer is yes, I feel fulfilled. I feel like I'm moving forward and making progress. When the answer is no, if I've been focused on small, irrelevant things, just busyness for the sake of busyness, then I generally get frustrated. So in order to maintain perspective, on my wall at home, I have an A4 bit of paper with this very diagram on it. And this is actually a tombstone. Now this is going to seem quite crazy, but what I'm going to do for you right now, all right, is I'm going to share with you the personal mission statement that I have for my life. All right. Now, this is my perspective. You don't have to take it. You can accept it, reject it, love it, hate it, loathe it. It's just mine. All right. You don't have to take this on board or agree with it, but it does serve me and it does serve other people. All right. So this vision statement that I have for my life actually allows me to be successful every single day. Because just before I share this with you, I'd like to just help you recognize and see something that you most likely already see. And this is that most people assign success to stuff, right? We've already discussed this. We've already mentioned this. So this isn't anything new. The world is quite a superficial place, isn't it? It's quite a greedy place. It's money hungry, where men, women will focus on making money their whole lives. For example, my dad, I think I mentioned this earlier in the course, when I was growing up, I never saw him. Sometimes I'd not see him for weeks on end. He'd work away from home selling horticultural goods, selling grass seeds and garden equipment to garden centres. Now, my dad's perspective was, you know, it's a man's role to provide for his family, but that came at the cost of the time that he could otherwise spend with his family, and at the stage where we're at in life, where we're not close, we don't have a relationship. So has my father been successful in life? I would say no, because he sacrificed the quality of the relationships that he had with his family members for making money. And this is a common mistake that I see many people make in life. Many people come to me who are what society would deem as being successful, but yet they don't feel successful because they're not fulfilled. What I find is that, you know, people, I've worked with millionaires, people with millions and millions of pounds or dollars in the bank, but yet living completely empty and unfulfilled lives. They're not fulfilled, they're not content, they're not at peace. They don't know what to do next. They've made all the money and the money hasn't served them, but yet on the other side of the fence, I've worked with people who were absolutely broke, who are striving to make money. And what I've recognised, again through my own life, is that, you know, at the times in my past, whether I've had much or whether I've had little, I haven't changed. The only thing that's really changed has been my perspective, my focus and my drive. I've never found fulfilment through making more money. Sometimes I've been happy when I've been presented with a whopping fat paycheck, or someone buys a big bulk of courses and I make a 500 or $1,000 overnight or something like that when I'm sleeping. I think that's fantastic, yay! But the novelty wears off very, very quickly, because that's just the very nature of money and materialistic things. So, long-winded introduction over, let me get on now to share with you how it is that I personally define success. Because how I define success for me is completely subjective, it's my prerogative, but this also becomes my greatest life vision, my personal mission statement. So all three merge into one: how I define success, my personal vision statement, and my greatest life vision. All right, they're all the same thing. So how I see success going for me is how other people are going to remember me once I've gone, because how I live my life today is going to determine whether this ultimately happens or not. Because how other people remember me once I'm gone isn't for me to determine. It's up to them. The children that I don't yet have, the friends that I have, family members, the people that I interact with on a day-to-day basis. Hell, you watching this course right now. If you find me relatively interesting or likeable in some way, then you might remember me for a few years, or you might come and see me do an event at some point. But what I'm saying here is that if you even just take one lesson, one principle from this course and share it with someone else, then I've been successful. All right, because my greatest life vision is this: how I want to be remembered. Cain Ramsey. I want to be remembered as a loving husband, father, grandfather, and friend. Made a positive difference to the lives of all those who got to know him. Now, I appreciate that this definition of success isn't cultural. Granted, I accept that. But it does determine how I live my life today, every single day. If you look at it, me being successful in life is not determined by what I get or by what I do. Me being successful in life is determined by who I'm willing to become, who I'm willing to be today. For me, my greatest life vision is how I'm remembered by other people, because it's them and them alone who are going to determine whether I lived a life that actually meant something to them or not. Now, I don't know if you've had personal success or greatest life vision presented to you in this way before, but you now try to get stressed about making more money or building a big business or doing more stuff or fulfilling your to-do list in light and in consideration of this. Now, what I'm going to urge you to do now for your own personal experience, right? I don't know how established you are in life or whereabouts in the world you're watching me from right now, but in the additional materials section of this video lecture, there's a one or two page workbook that actually just has a tombstone written on it or drawn on it like this. And all I'm going to ask you to do is spend 5 to 10 minutes to write down a vision statement for your life that describes how it is that you would like other people to remember you once you've gone. Because if you do this, and if you do this honestly, compassionately, then it is going to drive and determine everything that you say yes to and everything that you say no to, the goals that you pursue and the goals that you don't, for pretty much the rest of your life. So this is the ultimate perspective for effective goal setting. It's the reason why anyone would ultimately go on to commit their time to doing anything or pursuing any goal in life. So I strongly urge you to print off the worksheet and work through this exercise. And then in the next video, I'm going to look forward to seeing you where we can build and unpack all of this in a little bit more detail.